Welcome to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on WFMT Chicago. These recitals, which are generously supported by Julie and Roger Baskus, feature singers and alumni from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. I'm Colin Ewer, your host for this series. The Ryan Opera Center is one of the most important young artist development programs in the world, preparing young singers for the rigors and challenges of international operatic careers. In this groundbreaking recital series, you'll hear singers perform much more than opera as they explore and perform the music of international art song, popular song, and the music of Broadway. The theme of today's recital is Wanderlust and will be given by five male singers from the Ryan Opera Center: tenor Bernard Holcomb, baritones Will Liverman and Joseph Lim, bass baritone David Govertson, and bass Evan Boyer. They're also joined in this recital by guest baritone Quinn Kelsey, an alumnus of the Ryan Opera Center. The pianist is Eric Weimer. Travel is the remedy for a person suffering from wanderlust, and over the next hour, you'll encounter travelers, explorers, hikers, and tourists in music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, Gustav Mahler, Franz Schubert, and Leonard Bernstein. The recital opens with four songs from Ralph Vaughan Williams' popular song cycle, Songs of Travel. Composed in the early years of the 20th century, these songs represent Vaughan Williams' first foray into the world of song. His inspiration for this cycle was the poems by the Scottish author, poet and traveller Robert Louis Stevenson, who suffered from an acute case of wanderlust throughout his own life. Rhythmic chords in the piano accompaniment depict the lonely steps of a wayfarer in the first song, The Vagabond. "All I ask, the heaven above and the road below me," he exclaims. There's a change of mood for the second song, The Roadside Fire. "I will make you brooches and toys for your delight, of birdsong at morning and starshine at night," sings the wayfarer. And the steady rhythmic trudge of his feet heard in the first song has now been turned into a lively trot. Here to sing The Vagabond and The Roadside Fire is David Govertson, accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Give to me the life I love, let the lave go by. The jolly heaven above and the byway nigh me, bed in the bush with stars to see, bread I dip in the river. There's the life for a man like me. There's the life for a the blow fall soon or late, let what will be o'er me. Give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I seek not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek, the heaven and the road below me. Oh, let autumn fall on me, where a field I linger, silencing the bird on tree, biting the blue finger, white as me the frosty field, warm the fireside haven. Not to autumn will I yield, not to winter even. Let the blow fall soon soon or late, let what will be o'er me. Give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I ask not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I ask, the heaven above, and the road below me. And toys for your delight, of birdsong at morning and starshine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me, of green days in forests and blue days at sea. My kitchen, and you shall keep your room, where wide flows the river and bright blows the broom. And you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near. A fine song for singing, the rare song to hear, that only I remember, that only you admire, of the broad road that stretches, and the roadside fire.
David Gavitson, accompanied by Eric Weimer, performed The Vagabond and The Roadside Fire from Ralph Vaughan Williams' cycle, Songs of Travel. The next two songs from the cycle will be sung by today's guest, Quinn Kelsey, who is an alumnus of the Ryan Opera Centre. Since leaving there in 2006, Quinn has indeed become a world traveller. Increasingly in demand in the major opera houses on both sides of the Atlantic, to date, Quinn's career has taken him to Oslo, London, Berlin, Dresden, Toronto, San Francisco, and of course, Chicago, where this season saw his welcome return to Lyric Opera of Chicago, performing the role of Paolo in Verdi's Simon Boccanegra. In the song, Let Beauty Awake, the wayfarer extols the wonder of beauty, which he finds in the bright glow of morning, the shadowy dusk of evening, and in a tender kiss from a friend. In the next song, Bright is the Ring of Words, Vaughan Williams contrasts the forthright tone of the first stanza of Stevenson's poem with a dreamlike reverie in the second one, and creates a moment of breathtaking beauty as the wayfarer sings, "And when the west is red with the sunset embers, the lover lingers and sings, and the maid remembers." To sing Let Beauty Awake and Bright is the Ring of Words is Quinn Kelsey accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Let beauty awake in the morn from beautiful dreams. Beauty awake from rest. Let beauty awake for beauty's sake. In the hour when the birds awake in the break, and the stars are bright in the west. Let beauty awake in the eve from the slumber of day, awake in the crimson eve, in the day's dusk end, when the shades ascend. Let her wake to the kiss of a tender friend, to render again and receive.
Let beauty awake, and bright is the ring of words, performed there by Quinn Kelsey, accompanied by Eric Weimer. The next wayfarer we encounter in today's recital is the protagonist in Gustav Mahler's song cycle, Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen, Songs of a Wayfarer. Mahler composed the cycle's four songs to texts he wrote himself during 1884 and 1885. However, he revised them in the 1890s, and like Vaughan Williams' Songs of Travel, it can be performed with solo piano or orchestra. Will Liverman is going to sing two songs from the cycle now. The first song is entitled Wenn mein Schatz Hochzeit macht, When My Sweetheart is Married. The scene is a village wedding, but the music of the accompaniment depicting a village band and the mocking sound of a cuckoo tells us that the protagonist is not the groom. His bitter remorse is made clear in the text, When my sweetheart has her wedding day, I will have my day of mourning. At night, I think only of my sorrow. His feelings of bitter remorse intensify in the third song from the cycle. Ich habe ein glühend Messer. I have a gleaming knife. Here, Mahler vividly depicts the protagonist's agony and despair in the song's uneven rhythms and the wildly contrasting modulations. The knife cuts deeply into the protagonist's breast. When he gazes at the sky, he sees his sweetheart's blue eyes, while the cornfields remind him of the color of her hair. He tells us that all he longs for is to lie on his black funeral bier, his eyes closed forever. So here is Will Liverman, accompanied by Eric Weimer, to sing two songs from Mahler's song cycle, Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen.
Yes.
Ryan Opera Centre baritone Will Liverman, accompanied by Eric Weimer, performed Wenn mein Schatz Hochzeit macht and Ich habe ein glühend Messer from Mahler's cycle, Lieder eines fahrenden Gesellen. Nowhere is the role of the wanderer more significant than in German poetry of the 19th century, the motif of the wanderer reflecting social and cultural change. It also inspired 19th century German song composers, and in this next group of songs we encounter possibly the greatest of them all, Franz Schubert. In Wanderers Nachtlied, Wayfarer's Night Song, a setting of a poem by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, Schubert depicts the outer calm, inner peace, and ultimate resignation of his wanderer. The next song, Der Wanderer, The Wanderer, a setting of a poem by Georg Philipp Schmidt von Lübeck, is one of Schubert's best known and popular songs, and was one of the songs which assured his fame as a songwriter during his lifetime. Schubert also adapted several measures from the song as the theme of his great Wanderer fantasy for piano 6 years later. The wanderer has come down from the mountains in search of the land he has yearned for, a land where he will be united with his friends, both living and dead. So to sing Wanderers Nachtlied and Der Wanderer by Schubert, here is Joseph Lim, accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Oh.
Wein Opera Center baritone Joseph Lim sang Wanderer's Nachtlied and Der Wanderer by Franz Schubert. The pianist was Eric Weimer. Unrequited love is the theme of Schubert's great song cycle, Winterreise, Winter's Journey. Set to poems by Wilhelm Müller, Schubert composed it in 1827, the year before his death, and a sense of world weariness and a longing for the grave pervades its 24 songs. Evan Boyer is going to sing three of those songs now. We'll hear first Im Dorf, In the Village, Schubert's music brilliantly depicting the traveller's isolation and the stillness of the village interrupted only by the distant sound of dogs barking. The villagers are asleep, dreaming of what they don't have. The next morning, they try to grasp onto their dreams, hoping to find them in their pillows. In Der Wegweiser, the signpost, the traveller's weary tread is heard in the steady rhythm of the piano accompaniment. He tells us that he avoids roads frequented by other travellers and seeks out hidden routes. He must travel a road from which no man returns. And finally, Mut, courage. The walking rhythm heard in the last song has now turned into a brisker pace. Is it the traveller's angry defiance? When the snow flies into my face, I brush it away. When my heart breaks in my breast, I sing joyfully. If there is no God to inhabit this world, then we are the gods ourselves, exclaims the traveller. Here is Rhine Opera Center bass Evan Boyer, accompanied by Eric Weimer, to sing three songs from Schubert's song cycle, Winterreise. Thank you.
des Rassen die Ketten, erschlafen die Menschen in ihren Betten. Träumen sich manches, was sie nicht haben, tun sich im Guten und Argen erlaben. Und morgen früh ist alles zerflossen. Und hoffen, was sie noch übrig ließen, doch wieder zu finden auf ihren Kissen. Nur fort, ihr wachen Hunde, lasst mich nicht ruhen in der Schlummerstunde. Ich bin zu Ende mit allen Träumen. Was will ich unter den Schläfen säumen? Ich bin zu Ende mit allen Träumen. Was will ich unter den Schläfen? Was vermeid ich denn die Wege, wo die anderen Wandre gehen? Suche mir versteckte Stege durch verschneite Felsenhöhen. Suche mir versteckte Stege durch verschneite Felsenhöhen, durch Felsenhöhen. Habe ja doch nichts begangen, dass ich Menschen sollte scheuen, dass ich Menschen sollte scheuen. Welch ein törichtes Verlangen treibt mich in die Wüsten ein, treibt mich in die Wüsten ein. Leise stehen auf den Straßen, weisen auf die Städte zu. Und ich wandere sondermaßen, ohne Ruh und suche Ruh. Und ich wandere sondermaßen, ohne Ruh und suche Ruh und suche Ruh. Verrückt vor meinem Blick. Eine Straße muss ich gehen, eine Straße muss ich gehen, die noch keine ging zurück. Einen Weisen sieh ich stehen, unverrückt vor meinem Blick. Eine Straße muss ich gehen, die noch keine ging zurück. Der Schnee mir ins Gesicht, schüttel ich ihn herunter. Wenn mein Herz im Busen spricht, sing ich hell und munter. Höre nicht, was es mir sagt, habe keine Ohren. Was es mir klagt, klagen ist für Toren. Lustig in die Welt hinein, gegen Wind und Wetter. Will kein Gott auf Erden sein, sind für selber Götter. Lustig in die Welt hinein, gegen Wind und Wetter. Kein Gott auf Erden sein, sind wir selber Götter.
Evan Boyer, accompanied by Eric Weimer, performed Im Dorf der Wegweiser und Mut, from Schubert's song cycle, Winterreise. We leave Schubert's world-weary travelers and encounter Leonard Bernstein's testosterone-driven World War II sailors in his 1944 musical, On the Town. Three young sailors, Gaby, Ozzy, and Chip, are on leave in the Big Apple, intent on exploring the city and having a good time. We learn that Gaby has saved the lives of his buddies at sea, and in return, Ozzy and Chip help him to meet the woman of his dreams. However, there is no upbeat ending to this musical. When their shore leave is over, the three buddies rejoin their ship and sail off to an uncertain future in the Pacific War against Japan. In Act One, Gaby realizes that a town can be a lonely place. To sing Lonely Town, here is David Govertson, accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Gaby's coming, Gaby's coming to town.
back on the ship, it seemed such a snap. You'd tap a girl on the shoulder, she'd turn around, and she'd say, I love you. But once on shore, it's not such a snap. You get the cold shoulder, the old runaround. You're left with no one but you. Gabe is coming. Gabe is coming to town. A town's a lonely town when you pass through, and there is no one waiting there for you. It's a lonely town. You wander up and down. The crowds rush by. A million faces pass before your eye. Still, it's a lonely town. Unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place. And every town's a lonely town. There's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place. And every town's a
Gabe's solo, Lonely Town, from Leonard Bernstein's musical On the Town, performed there by David Govertson, accompanied by Eric Weimer. Another Bernstein wanderer is Candide, the title role of his 1956 operetta of the same name. Forced apart from the woman he loves and exiled from his homeland, Candide's meditation is one of the most beautiful numbers in the work. To sing It Must Be So, here is Bernard Holcomb, accompanied by Eric Weimer.
Trust now in what what my master said. There is a sweetness in every must be so. The dawn will find me alone in some strange land, but men are kind. They'll give a helping hand. So said my master, and he must know. It must be so. It must be so.
It Must Be So from Candide, sung by Ryan Opera Centre tenor Bernard Holcomb, accompanied by Eric Weimer. This recital, with its theme of wanderlust, concludes as it began, with Vaughan Williams' Songs of Travel. We'll hear the final song in the cycle, which was added posthumously in 1960. In just a few measures, the song recapitulates the entire cycle, reaching its conclusion with the tramping chords of the traveller's feet walking onwards towards infinity. Here once again is Ryan Opera Centre bass baritone David Govertson, accompanied by Eric Weimer, to perform I Have Trod the Upward and the Downward Slope.
I have trod the upward and the downward slope.
With that performance of I Have Trod the Upward and the Downward Slope from Vaughan Williams' Songs of Travel, performed by David Govertson, accompanied by Eric Weimer, we've reached the end of this recital given by members of the Ryan Opera Centre. The pianist was Eric Weimer. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Basquez. Thanks to Jenna Rolandi, director, and Dan Novak, manager of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is our producer, and Christopher Willis is the music producer. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center Recital Series on 98.7 WFMT.